Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
By the way, our feedback email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. ccrecap@gmail.com. Of course, stands for Capital City Recap. Would love to hear from you. Please send us feedback, good or bad. Always good to hear from you. Well, a new study out of Michigan State University looking at anxiety and just how much harder the brain works when it sets in and how that affects men versus women. It was reported in the International Journal of Psychophysiology. Jason Moser is an MSU assistant professor of psychology. He is the lead investigator on the project and joins us now to tell us all about it. Jason, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now, the research itself involved subjects wearing these electrode caps. Tell me, how much visibility on what's happening in the brain do you actually see when someone's wearing these caps?
Well, when somebody's wearing the caps, it comes in as raw, wavy signals. It's electroencephalogram, like people sometimes get at the doctor's offices if they have seizures. So what you're actually getting online when they're doing the task, you can't make much of it right then and there. You have to then process the data to be able to figure out kind of like what's really in the signal for you to look at.
I see. So you're not actually, you can't map out on the brain where activity is happening at any given part of the brain at that time?
Right. As we're recording, no. But then afterwards, we can look at where in the brain things are happening and when in the brain. That's what electroencephalogram is really good for. It tells you pinpoint accuracy in terms of time when something happens.
I see. Well, tell me about the study. What did you discover about anxiety and how it affects women versus men in a different way?
Yeah, well, we found that the anxiety type, worry, where, you know, that involves anticipatory anxiety, ridden sort of thoughts, that even though men and women have sometimes the same level of those worrisome thoughts impacted these women in our study, college students at MSU. It impacted their brain's ability to stay focused on the task more so in women than in men. And so it looked like when women made mistakes, their brain let off a larger alarm signal when they made a mistake, but yet they didn't do any better in the task. So they had this larger alarm signal when they were worriers, and that alarm signal didn't necessarily make them do any better at the task. So it was as if they were pedaling faster on the bike, but still going the same speed as men were.
How much larger of a reaction were you getting from the women as compared to the men?
The anxious women was nearly double the size of the anxious men. So it was really a noticeable difference.
Wow, that's good. So double. So now, were you anticipating then the performance to improve with the increased anxiety? Is that what you're saying?
We anticipate that the performance improves with the increased brain response to mistakes. This increased brain response is supposed to basically tell the brain, hey, something went awry. We should try to do better and focus. And even though that brain response was much larger in the anxious women, they performed just the same as the non-anxious women, the anxious guys, and the non-anxious guys. So they had this larger response, but it wasn't helping them. It was really just kind of this inefficient brain use.
I see. Now, does this reflect then the actual, that higher level of response, an anxiety response, the kind of discomfort that people think about when they think about anxiety?
Well, we think it's actually the worrisome thoughts that anxious women bring to bear kind of anywhere they go, even in a simple task in the lab. We think that those distracting, worrisome thoughts, either about how well they're doing on the task or about their homework or about their loved ones, that those worries interfere with their brain's ability to really detect mistakes and move on and do better. So we actually think that the brain response to mistakes is actually not necessarily an anxiety response per se, but is actually the brain's trying to compensate for how worrisome these thoughts are and getting in the way.
I guess the surprising part is that their performance didn't decrease because of this very powerful response.
Well, over time, we did see in the study that later on in the task, when things got more difficult, indeed, the women who were the biggest worriers did have some impairments in their performance later on.
I'm talking to Jason Moser, MSU Assistant Professor of Psychology, on this new study on anxiety and how the brain works during anxious moments, men versus women. Now, why is that? So what are your thoughts on the potential reasons for why women's brains, when they're anxious, anxious women, I should say, their brains respond twice as intensely as men's brains do?
Well, there are multiple explanations for it. There's a psychological explanation which might apply here, which is that, you know, first of all, women are twice as likely to have anxiety problems than men, like things like generalized anxiety disorder or obsessive compulsive disorder. Women are already twice as likely. So this brain signal may actually indicate some basic reason why they're twice as likely to have anxiety disorders. It might be that their brains just detect, you know, conflict between two things, and they want to try to figure it out on the spot, so that women in general are approaching tasks in verbal ways, and then when they have these worrisome thoughts on top of it, it just exaggerates this kind of this error response in their brain that they want to check out, which is inefficient because they don't get any better at the task. Biologically, we may actually find out in future studies we're doing that it represents a difference between men and women in some basic hormones, like estrogen, for instance. We know estrogen is more prominent in women, and we know that estrogen affects the front part of the brain that's responsible for monitoring your mistakes and seeing how well you're performing in a task. So it may actually be that estrogen is the culprit here that makes women, anxious women's brains work differently than men's when they make mistakes.
So just to reconfirm then, when you say the brain is working harder, that's not necessarily anxiety on its own. That's simply brain activity in a focused way. Or is anxiety basically that occurrence, this kind of spike in brain activity?
Well, we're saying that the anxiety or the worry is getting in the way of the brain being able to quickly detect mistakes and make use of that information. We're saying that worry makes the brain have to work harder because it's kind of distracted, so that it has to work even harder to detect those mistakes and keep on task.
It'd certainly be interesting to see how, since there are so many anxiety medications out there, to see how that kind of medication impacts the brain. I'm guessing you'd see a buffering effect of this spike in activity.
Well, yeah, there haven't really been good studies yet on how certain anxiolytic or, you know, anti-anxiety medications like Prozac or Zoloft work in combating these sorts of brain responses. So we're still not quite there yet, but presumably if those medications have an effect on worry, which many of them do, we should be able to see some blunting in that response, although it may also be one of these trait markers where you can't really change that in people's brains. It's just one of those things that people are born with, and that always makes them more likely to have an anxiety response.
Was there some similarity in terms of the levels between the men and women, or would you say that for the men, their highest brain response during tasks was still lower than the lowest women's response?
Overall, men and women really didn't differ much in their error response. Women tended to have a little bit larger one overall, but it was really these anxious women who really looked different than the other three groups, really.
I see. Interesting stuff. Jason Moser, MSU Assistant Professor of Psychology. Jason, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
We will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.